It's America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com and the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course, the beloved NSN app. Our dear friend Simon Jacob is with us live from Jerusalem. Simon, of course, years and years ago, after we met Simon, he revealed how he has been a devoted listener of JM in the AM. Then he became a chairman for us of the Jewish Unity Initiative, such an important project for our efforts. And we have Baruch Hashem, except for this past trip, we try to get together whenever I'm in Jerusalem. Last week wasn't possible. But over the last few months, Simon has become a mainstay in our Thursday, our very popular and robust Thursday schedule here at the Nahum Siegel Network. Because, as you know, throughout this entire journey, from the time we met Simon, we discovered that he is an absolute expert when it comes to kosher wine, always has up-to-date information about what's happening in the industry, and is always able to conduct a conversation about kosher wine on the level of some of the great wine sommeliers. With that in mind, a few months ago, Simon began a program called The Kosher Terroir, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, including tonight, followed by the Kedem presentation of the Erev Shabbos show with Marek Zamek. And The Kosher Terroir takes a look at the kosher wine industry from a bunch of angles. And tonight is yet another great brand new episode. Simon Jacob, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Thank you very much, Nahum. It's really a pleasure to be here.
I wonder what number this is. You're in the 30s or 40s in terms of episodes at this point, right?
Actually, on NSN, I think we're somewhere around almost 40.
Pretty cool. And every week you get an opportunity to speak with people who not only know the industry, but live and breathe the industry. Because, Simon, if there's one thing you've discovered over the years, is if you're going to be in the kosher wine business, and I assume this is for any wine business, you have to give your heart and soul to it, right? You're meeting people that literally live this 24 hours a day.
So, yeah, and this week's episode is spot on that theme. I actually interviewed a person by the name of Noah Maoz. She's a viniculturist and an agronomist, and she lives up in the Golan Heights. And I went up to record her on. Record the podcast. And I was up in the Golan Heights on Monday, all the way up. And in Merom Golan, which is near Katzrin, just north of Katzrin, actually.
Wow. That's an area where most people have evacuated from.
Yeah. There are definitely not particularly right there, but to the west of it.
Right.
They're very active with missiles falling all the time.
Yeah, the more west you go, the emptier Israel is up north. Simon Jacobs with us. So, I mean, this is somebody, your guest today is somebody, I mean, you gave us the titles, but tell us lay people specifically what her role is in the wine industry.
I'll tell you, she is probably, and I didn't realize this when I first started to research her, she is probably one of the single most important people in the entire Israel wine industry. Yeah. She is responsible for vines, specifically the plant material that comes in and out. A number of years ago, Israel found that they had a virus in their grapevines. A very serious virus called leaf roll, and they the only cure to it was to remove the vines and replant. And after they replanted, they were kind of blindsided in that the stock that they were replanting actually had the virus in them already. So they didn't know what to do, and it was really almost insurmountable as to how you'd get around this and deal with it and what have you. So one of the organizations here, the Board of Grapes and Wine, Israel Wine Board basically assigned her, the viticulturist, to do this. And they told her, you know, look, we need to clean this up and we need to get this back to normal. And I don't think they really thought she could do it, but she is an amazing woman who just took it on and she did a miracle job. And they restrict all plant materials coming in and out of the country. It has to be inspected first. She found suppliers that were reliable. And she set up a whole structure in the country for keeping stock of the different varietals and the different rootstocks. And she basically manages it. And she put it all in place and manages it. And she's the one who's responsible. So without her, it's very likely that the Israel wine industry would be nowhere near where it is today.
Simon, it's incredible, and we've pointed out how obviously if you're going to be a person of faith, there's a good chance you'll appreciate the wine business because it's so weather dependent and it's so condition dependent. As you just described, a virus or some type of foreign element comes in and it can harass an entire industry. I mean, it's just the challenges that every one of the people you speak to, especially the ones in Israel, missiles flying and not enough manpower and people evacuating and not able to maintain their business. All these factors are so vital. And if one of these things happens, it really can turn over an entire industry. You have to really be a person of faith to believe that one can go forward and overcome all these obstacles.
It's really quite incredible. There isn't a person who I interview that I don't learn from. So these are things that if you asked me 2 weeks ago who Noam Oz was, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't have known. And I found her to be this like absolute key person in the industry, incredibly well respected by all the top people. In fact, when they heard that I was interviewing her, they all went, wow, how did you get her? She's an amazing person. So Baruch Hashem, it's really great.
You've had a lot of interesting interviews. I mean, you've done the 9 days one, I think, got everybody's attention. And that, of course, concentrated on what was happening in Israel in general. And just the fact that you're able to focus both on Chutz La'aretz, both on diaspora, and, of course, plenty in Israel, because you have guests right there on the spot, has been amazing for this show. Is there any particular memory, anything of the last, I don't know, for us, it's almost 3/4 of a year that you're presenting this program at 6:30 p.m. every single Thursday night. Is there anything specific or one archive that you want to point people to that if they're going to check out one episode, it should be that one?
Well, actually, let me tell you, there is one coming up next week. I hate to, segue it, sure. But there's one coming up next week where I've interviewed Gabriel Geller from Royal Wine, and he's spectacular. He's an unbelievable guy. He really opened up to me and spoke to me very, from the heart about the different things the different experiences he's had within wine. And it's a great episode, and that's going to be actually on a week from today.
All right, that's next Thursday. The final Thursday night before the new year.
Before Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
Pretty cool. All right, so everybody check it out tonight, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time with Simon's special guest in Israel. And, of course, next week, our good friend Gabe Geller, his guest at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday night with a good discussion about the kosher wine industry and some personal, as you heard Simon say, some personal stuff that Gabe's going to be discussing with him.
Yeah, his origin story, which is quite interesting because he's originally from Swiss. He's originally Swiss. And actually, the first wines, I expected him to talk about his childhood memories with French wines and what have you. And they're actually with Israeli wines.
Interesting.
And it's really, really interesting, really, really fun. So
how was Slichot in Jerusalem this morning?
Slichot are early. They've been going on for a while. Going on since the second of Elul. And Baruch Hashem, we have netz tefillah and slichot every morning. So I'm up pretty bright and early by 4 o'clock each morning. And that was a challenge when I got up at, you know, four, and then I drove up to the Golan Heights for the interview, and then I drove back down again. That was a challenge. But Baruch Hashem, this is one of my favorite times of the year, Slichot. I know people always say, it's Slichot, whatever. I love it. Sfardi Slichot are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Do you have a qualified shofar blower each morning?
We have an 11-year-old kid who blows the shofar each morning, he's actually the chazan for a good chunk of the slichot as well. He's an incredible, incredible young man.
So he's on his way to shofar stardom.
He's on his way to a lot of stardom because he's as a 12-year-old, he's not yet bar mitzvah, but he reads beautifully and has a beautiful voice, a beautiful singing voice. He's French. He's originally French, and they made Aliyah a few years back. And he's one of my next door neighbors, and he's beautiful.
If someone wants to daven, if someone wants to pray Vatikin with you tomorrow morning, which synagogue should they go to?
Okay, we have right next to my house on Pele Yoetz is a little Bet Knesset called Yismach Moshe. It's a tiny little one, and Baruch Hashem, we have a minyan every morning.
There you go. Join Simon if you're in Jerusalem. Simon Jacob with the Kosher Terroir, Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time here on the Nachum Segal Network. As you heard him describe, great episode with a special guest from Israel tonight. Next week, Gabe Geller. Check it out, and certainly the archive section at NachumSegal.com and the NSN app has plenty of Simon shows. Kol HaKavod, Simon, Tadar Rabah to you, and best regards to Jerusalem.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Nachum.
And of course,
watch out for those pagers.
Okay. Yeah, boy.
Shalom ubracha. We're all excited here. I don't think there has ever been a military attack that has been so precise and so caring about civilians ever in the existence of the world.
Amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
Shalom Baruchah and Shabbat Shalom. Lots to be proud of, despite what some public officials in this country say. More coming up. It's Thursday at JM in the AM.